אני לבדי סעים לכל שיהיה סחטא, יקדמס החוכמסו, יחוכמסו מסקיימס. אז משאי, וכל שחוכמסו יקדמס נהירס, חטא אין חוכמסו מסקיימס.
1 plus 1 equals 3. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
1 plus 1 equals 3. I'll show you.
Do you even get
it? You don't get it, right?
You even get it? Did you ever do it there?
That?
Did you ever do it there?
Not you personally.
Not you.
They won't ask us.
We might not get the right answer. Well, it's tough in general from the person.
Ruling.
Yeah, ruling. Reason got? Reason get him? Did theirs?
Oh.
I'm just wanting to go through.
If you believe.
I'm there, miss.
There, I'm ruling.
That, HD, HDI.
You believe that, Avinu Avrahamon does not exclude the possibilities of some very severe happenings, both in this world and the world to come. There's a very realistic possibility in this world and the world to come of some very unpleasant results.
Ah, oh, couldn't happen.
All right, good.
It's happened.
It's happened. It's happened. The biggest makhishe ashwa, right?
Never happened.
Yeah.
Wasn't all of
it. It wasn't the first one. It wasn't the first time.
All of the Shoah, together with all the tzaras of all people of all times,
doesn't add up to a minute in the end.
So that's what we're going to talk about. You get depressed. It's a brachin. It's beyond our conceptions. It's beyond our emotional capability of relating to. So we black out and say that, well, listen, there's always so much room there. And if we line up the people in the world, I may not get the first thing. I may get filled up before I get there. There's some truth to that.
It's true.
You have to put in all the Germans, and all the English, and all the French, all the Americans, all the Russian. There are a lot of shame around available in the world. Like, you know, the Arabs, that's a very full hotel. It's a lot of. There's a lot of that's where you get in.
Where you get in.
There's still quite a nice lineup. Quite a nice possibilities of people who have Mirskuyot. The worst of his time. A tzaddik, he's Yerush Chalke, B'chalik, Rasha Chaver, Rasha Shekinekler, and a Rasha, he's Yerush Chalke, in Gehenu, and a Chalik on Tzaddik Shekinekler. Kol Yisrael Yerush Tam Chalik on Rabo. And, there is a realistic Mahalach, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, very chazda and rachma, takes into cheshbon all of the difficulties of our generation, v'chulu. We have realistic reasons to believe that we just might make it. We just might make it. There is a possibility that we'll make it. It's not totally without a reason. There is basis to think that with us, with all problems, that's actually probabilities that we're going to make. Call yourself your slip of the line, but we're really qualified. So, qualified. So then, who is it created for? Just for Bill and his friends? The balance between the idea of the Chesed Hashem which is the Iker Chochma. And the knowledge that all of that together still does not eliminate the means of it. Doesn't the Imek Chazda Yisroel does not eliminate the possibility, the awesome reality of what this looks like when it's in the contemplation. Face down, face up, but face to face. Meaning that a person has a muna in the chesed Hashem, erechanam. He has no capability of doing it. It's really beyond your capability. That's why those who went through the harness without enough emunah in the chesed Hashem, that blow of course, even they lived through it physically. Blow of course. Because it's not beyond human capabilities. What are you doing? A person has to have a color, a human, at the starting point of the world, inclusive of everything that happens, is Olam Chesed Yibodeh. As we were saying before, even the Midas Adin that exist in the world was created as part of the highest form of expression of Olam Chesed Yibodeh. And since it's Shoresh reality, the reason why there is such a Midas Adin is because it enables, in the final sense, for reasons that we do know and for reasons that we don't know, it allows the greatest level of Midas Chesed. That's its source. And that's where it comes from, and that's where it's going to. These emunos, these yisoidos, enable us to come in contact, to address with some capability of acceptance into our own little worlds, into our own capabilities of dealing with the awesomeness of the Midas Adin. So, the higher what I've said, is called She'en Chachmosai, Kedem Neviyosai, En Yerosai, Miskayemis. The call is Shechachmosai, the Devis Neviyosai, Yerosai, Miskayemis. There's one problem. The Mishnah says, Fekir. That's one problem. You don't catch me. So let me go on like that. So the Mishnah says, okay, I'll get it all wrong. Which comes first? That's all the formula. Chavitz right. If you don't start Shara B'tochit, Chavitz Alonis. Step one, you want to talk about anything in the relationship with the Baruch Shalom, Elul Chesed Yibodeh. If you don't recognize the Baruch Shalom's Chesed, you don't know what to talk about. You don't want to talk about. Because in the realities of all of the difficulties and the suffering of the world, it's going to be good. I can show you a lot of cases when it wasn't good. It was happily ever after. I'm sure a lot of people didn't live happily ever after. Maybe it was happily ever after. Maybe it's not going to be good. Yeah, if you're a big tzaddik, this, but then I know my problems. So, you should have niftach at tzaddiki. That's what I'm supposed to do. So, face betochen to me. Or what's the deal? Say it. You're excited. Your name is Chofetz Chaim. So, you're doing all right? All right, say Chofetz Chaim. It's that. They will. Not in the realm of my youth. But you're right. You have to start with Chochma. Let's start, I don't know if that needs to be clarified, I'm maybe skipping steps, but the Yisoidet Chochma. What Chochma is, the basic Chochma is the Diyos of Tachi Hashem. And the basic idea of Tachi Hashem is Lahakir V'chazde. Chochma can be translated as knowledge, the source of the knowledge of Chazde.
No.
So then, all right, everything's forget from the Mishnah. So then we can take out the Ruber Mishnah or something and change it around. Right. What's going to be here? You have to know as follows. There are two basic Yesodos of Avodas Hashem and Avodas Halavos Mefrat. One is a moon and one is a year. And they have opposite stuff. In Emunah, in Bitochan, when you're talking about all the yonim of Ashkocha, Emunah, Bitochan, relationship to the Me'oros that could happen, have happened, and will happen, the Yisoy is first understanding the Chesed, and that enables you come in contact and put into perspective and accept, realize the Ayuk HaDin. There's another Yisod. The other Yisod is Yir Shemayim. And Yir Shemayim works different. And Yir Shemayim is a different starting point, it's an opposite starting point, not the subject of the Mishnah. The statement we made last week, we make again, was that the way brothers and sisters are only can use those words if they have common parents. It's not a simon, it's not even a sibah, it's the definition. It's the demigods. The fact that they have common parents is what makes them brother and sister. And you said this, you said that. And Yir Shemayim, the Yisoid of Yir, means a person in a relationship with his body. Now, the Bayi Shem is a Vina Rahman. And because you're bending a chesed to chesed rachim the whole mokim chetza. So why can't I start there? The worst case of Emunu. You can't. You can't by definition. Before a person can establish and relate to the Ahoga, you have to. I mean, that's Emunah, fine, that's Ashkocha, Emunah, Bitochan, all those things, that's dealing with Hagas Hashem, the Maisim, the Hanaga, what happens, history, personal history, whatever, but the Maisim, what's going on. That's step two. But step one, which is the Yisoy of Yir Shemayim, is not dealing with the Hanaga of Hashem, over the dealing with the essence of the reality of being a Nivra in the Vajran's world. Dealing with the Etzem Uvda, without history, without any activity, without any Oshkocha, without any Munu, without any Tach, nothing's happening. Right? Go back to step one. Go back before step one. Go back to the theoretical place that all you have is Bari Vinivra, which never existed in this form, but will exist in the final form. The final form, Bari Vinivra will become totally one and one and one, a higher level of Nivra, higher level of Nivra, until all of Nivra, all of Klai Yisrael has been Sachet in one Metzius. All the rules of Sachasol Mitzvahs, all the rules of Sachasol Mitzvahs, until all, basically there's nothing to talk about but as much as there's still something to talk about, it's just very beautiful. That's the end of all ends. At that point, the Chiddush is going to be the Chayra, you're back to step one, step before one, when there's only Bayre. And the Chiddush is, aha, yeah, but Afropikin is still Nivra. That's the Chiddush that the whole world was Mishkadish, the whole process of the world. But the theoretics, take it as a theoretic. A person is standing, existence, above a person, the highest level of Mitzias, of a Nivra, is standing three Bayre. What is that Mitzias? What is the reality of the moment? What is the reality of the situation? What does it mean by the Nivra? So we have great difficulty of breaking out of our Gashmi's dicker ways of looking at things. We hear the word Bayre, and sometimes we think of a carpenter. He's a big carpenter, very, very good carpenter. The ain't higher killer came, right? Good point. But the fairy, what we call creator, creative activity, the most creative activity you can think of. As soon as the creator created his creation, it's possible for the creation to eat the creator up. Okay? It's happened many times. It's very possible for the creation to be greater than the creator. That's a kasha, but that could happen too. There are people who have sforim that are bigger than themselves. People have shurim that are bigger than themselves. That can happen. That can happen. Because there's someone who exists, as the person who says, there's a bone showing me. There's a chain of them. There's a source of tzibur or other reasons. So a chashua of the bone showing me could send more than the person who says. But be'etzim, in creating creation, in Bayre Nivra, can't be. In our Musogim, creating creation, it's an everyday activity. You can have creations, you can have discoveries, you can have developments that can be greater, take over a separated self-existence. As long as we're involved in any of those type of thoughts, then we're not talking about bravery. There's a difficult process that a person internally has to do. This bravery of peeling off the hasagas of how he understands creator and created. Here you again, no, it's not. That's not it yet. That's not it yet. And there is one time it can happen in the middle of the Shema, that's right. It can happen when you're saying Kriya Shema. Where you realize that you are a essence of an expression of the Ratzon of Creator, Nikuda. Period. You are an expression of His will and whim. Not only in historical terms, and that's how you were created, not only in the last second, while you weren't there, now you are there, but next second, now you're here, does that mean next second you're going to be here? No. Doesn't mean it. Yeah, the Achazokas, it's all I'm going to tell you. If I was here yesterday, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, so right? But you say that if I'm here today, Mr. I'm gonna be here tomorrow. Right? That's only because much further down the line the Vishnu created the systems too. When you get up to that point of contact between Bayu and Nidra, and at some point I can only say the words, but until a person does the work himself, there's no talking about. There's no way you can say it over. You have to do the work. Sometimes it comes because if you're seeing a chayim. Sometimes it comes from his brain's messiahs, sometimes it comes from proper tefillah. Tefillah is the biggest, easiest way to do it. Because in tefillah, halachically,
and it's within the realm and capabilities of every yid to get up, leave whatever he's doing, and walk into the throne room. Check back, come in, you know, it's me, Joe. That's me, Joe. Sure. Right in. What do you want? Straight ahead, tell him, man, the person's listening. Straight ahead, it's Philo. Straight ahead, it's Philo. He's listening. What is it you want? You want anything? You want a lollipop? Sorry. A big lollipop? A big lollipop. A person who stands in Philo can be able, without going to the philosophical route, come in contact with the essence of Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. And when a person is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, he realizes that the essence of his existence is not self-defined. There's two, me and him. And he is self-defined. And I have no definition. Only his rasa. It sounds philosophical. The whole person hears it. It's the most scary, uprooting, disconcerting, shaking to the... there's nothing left afterwards. You realize there wasn't anything there in the first place. So how does this whole thing work? So then how can I eat breakfast? So how can I get out of Shmoneh Esrei and go on with daily life? How can I clap my hands? How can I move? How can I... And a person Chas V'Shalom gets stuck there, you send them to the crazy house. Well, he won't be able to function. If he gets stuck there, if that's all he has in his head, straight to the crazy house. Okay? Not good. It's dangerous. It's not good. Can't function that way. So what do you need? I say, yeah, true. But the Rebbeinu Shlom created a whole system. He created an existence, an oilam. I don't exist stam bechalal rek. I exist within an oilam that's called oilam chasid yibane. I recognize that Hagam is like a chesh. The Rebbeinu Shalom creates a person. A person exists. A person comes to realization that he is only his essence existence is the core of his existence. The reason why he doesn't go poof, right? It's because there's a constant Rinshon Shemayim that in general, I don't know which word to use. Energizes. Right? Feeds his battery. Source of his chiyus. Source of his existence. And then the constant input says, let's continue this business a little bit more. You know, I still want it. Again, I still want it. Constant. Right? So then how can we function? How does a person do it today? How is it possible? So he's stupid and he forgot everything and he lost everything. But the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't forget anything. And here's an existence that's only existing in the Kurikha Yisbah as a product of his Rotzai. And it's doing an activity that Lahedja directly in the foolish is negative Tzayna Yisbah. So it's one and one is three. If I can only exist if I'm Ritzainai, and now I'm doing anti-Ritzainai, so I can't exist. I still exist. So, Ma, as Ma. The mistake is, as, don't forget it, it's not true. It's very easy. You lose the whole business, back home, it's me. Remember me, Ma, Jojo. I'm fine. I'm fine. That's the cake. Everything's fine. You can lose it. It's very easy to lose. You have to lose it. But if a person is in contact with Imen Lufnei Amalek, he's in contact with the idea of Brayu Renever, he's in contact with the idea of relationship to the Etzim concept of Brayu, of Elkus. Elkus means year, even by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara uses the word year to describe any type of ketchke. Any type of elikus function is called year also in the Gemara in many places. Because anything that you consider the non-godly that stands in front of the godly, okay, either correctly perceived or even incorrectly conceived, even you think that the sheep next door is a god. So you're cuckooing, yeah, okay, let's say that, but it's godly. That means that your essence source of existence is from something that you're totally dependent on, and it is totally independent of you. I can't imagine being dependent on that son of a sheep. I don't know. Okay. I have a difficulty with that. Right, that is a scary concept. The person really think that a cow is where it comes from, and I got bad shape. Sad situation. And the Chazal said talk like that. He said, Lasa Lohoi, the Rishon, it's gonna come to the Din of Gadol, and the Goyim are gonna have a taina, Why is that messed again and then that? He says, you know what? You're right. Yeah. Each one picks up their God and goes to Ganon. And Chayos will pick up their God and go to Ganon too. That's when Ganon gets put out. That's the end. That's the end of the story. Yeah, first, but it's them go first. They take their getchkes and you can start Ganon. So we spoke about it. We spoke about it. Now, the gates are Morris. Oh, yeah. Okay, I tell you more. It's not as correct, so we shouldn't lose the train of thought. The essence of the reality of the Imel of Nei Melech, that a person can come to it, agrees to come to it, is one of knowledge that Ein Emes coming to us, like the Rambam says. In Yuyutsu, there will be the possibility of knowledge existence, then nothing else will exist. And if there would be a possibility of nothing else to exist, there wouldn't move a Makiyuzet. And the same Mahalchim and all of the Makhshavas and the oneness that a person has to have, in order to peel off the whole onion of our Gashmistic relationship to Hashem and Bo'i Deliver, and tell a person, when it hits him, he can give a scream. It can be awesome. There are people that have passed out from the realization. It's an awesome realization. There is no less secure, less greater form of losing the ground that you stand on. I don't have a basis for existence. And this creature that has not that basis for existence takes the koichos that he's getting from the Rabbanei Shalom, which is his source of existence, and goes to a various one. How can that happen? It's like taking, this is from the Ram also, taking the kisser from Melech and cleaning the toilet with it. Taking the kisser shavala and cleaning the toilet with it. You're taking the Rabbanei Shalom's koyach, his rotzon, which is the source of your existence, the source of your koyach, and pushing into the dirt of Aveyus, much worse than the toilet. Smear it into the dirt. And the Melech sitting there and give you the koyach to do this. Listen, thanks about such concepts as you know. You might as well know where to hide. If a person can come to a realization of such a thing,
So I can't move.
Vadai, the people who are oile, maile, mailet, madregas, voyas, biyesa, are in a matzah when they feel mechuyev by the essence of Yerushalayim, by the essence of the relationship, that every tznua that they do has to be oisgal with the Zayin Shamayim, otherwise they cease to exist. We can't jump up there. Even they can't do it. Ain't tzadik asher yaseh teiva le'yechta. That's beyond human capabilities. Ain't tzadik asher yaseh teiva le'yechta. So, what kind of absurdity? One plus one equals three. What kind of absurdity is this? An existence that exists only and defined by Ritzayinai has the capability and come out the necessity to a certain minimal degree to be ain't tzadik v'ra'as asher yaseh teiva le'yechta. I can't be totally mechuvan to Ritzayin Shamayim. I just can do the best I can. Ain't the kodesh baruch hu b'al b'chem eisim b'yos. Ain't alecha v'locha ligmo. Ain't alecha ligmo. Well, I don't know how to make it. The version is perfect. I got to be perfect too. If not perfect, I mean, I'm a chuban. Zayin Shamayim is bigger than my existence, and where do I come from? How do I exist? How do I function? If Chas V'Shalom a person succeeds, the Meshugoyim Mamish, that because of the breakdown of the shmiras of the koichos that the Rebbe gave to give a person equilibrium, they can come to such realizations in a thick way without the kelim to deal with it in the basket case, and let's forget it. The Vashem only allows a person with a lot of his burdens and in a proper amount, and just a momentary blitz, to come to this screaming realization that he really is a nivra. He's simply creation. Not a historical creation, but actually kerega. Be'etzem, only an expression of the continuous Ratzon Shamayim. The only way that you can go beyond that and function properly is a lechok. And then you have korah with the Dachi Hashem. The Korah Chaz Chesed Elyon that allows us the room for the maneuver. Now, we can get to the Mishnah. Chlir Ramei Sayimah, Kol Shiriz Chatosai, Chidemus Lechokmosai, Chokmosai Nizgayimus. If a person is Misamik in the Chokmosatayah and comes to the Korah of the unfathomable, totally marvelous Olam Chesed Yibonim, the Chochmosai, the Chazda Yisbarach, that in every aspect, in every oifin, in every, like, you know, we know all the simple things of how you can carry everything out to be good, how you can understand all the basic amunus of how all of the difficulties the world is to crack the Chazda Yisbarach. A person can come to a breakdown, aimless gamers, a breakdown, a real breakdown of the ground that he stands. This is so powerful, the Hakara, the Chokmah, that a person, Chas V'Chalila, could get to a point to say that it doesn't matter what I do. There are children. Sometimes it's the children's mistake. Most often it's the parents' mistake. Let's say, my parent has such an unconditional love. Doesn't matter. Do what they want. I'll spin with this. Alright. Make sure I get back here. But just if we mention it. Two things. Number one, a person has to make sure
to always have an unconditional love to a child, even when he spits in his face, especially if he's a teenager. Teenagers were created to spit their parents in the face. It's part of the growing up process for both the child and the parents. Mostly for the child, but the parents have a harder time. It's a very difficult process. And the condition for success, for the parent for sure, and usually for the child, is that the parent can stand fast under the spit and show unconditional love. That's on one side. On the other side, he has to still express, together with the unconditional love, his disappointment, his pain. Hopefully there's pain. If you get spit in the face and there's no pain, then go to the doctor. Tell him. Rashi said it. So scream at him, cut off his ears, you know. Pull out his neshama and stamp on it. It's not going to do it. Force him, you're not going to be able to do it. Unconditional love is a requirement. Unconditional love, so then it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. And you're not going to get any. It says by David HaMelech, Lei Itziva at Sohoi, especially David Oviv, Koyomo. He never made him sad. When you give unconditional love, you need to express your pain. Doesn't necessarily mean that the kid's going to do what you want. But you killed it for him. It's going to be sad. So I can't enjoy it. Look. Abba loves me. She's crying. Doesn't mean he's going to stop. He can still do it. And he'll come back. It doesn't work. It's no fun if Abba's crying. There's no fun. It can't exist that way. And for a time. 2 years, 7 years. Come back. Unconditional love. Healthy, proper expression of even anger, but in proper form. It works. Back. The Benjamin, he's got a problem. He's got these kids. They've been running around down there for a couple thousand years now. And like, there's got to be tachlis on this thing. You know, the Rishon wants something here. Right? He begged. He said, Praveen. He said, almonds. Tachashvesh. Some cheres. He said, he tried it. Carrots and sticks. And more carrots and more sticks. What's the name? So there's an old machlokes. I shall say, we can't do it. Ashivein v'ashem elecho v'nashuv. Chadei shimeinu kiker. Can't handle this anymore. You bring us back. Ashivein v'ashem elecho v'nashuv. Then we'll go to turn back around. It's one of the strong tools of Kleist. Shiveinu Hashem Elecho V'Nashuva Chadei Shemeinu Kikere Yimiyah, the psukim that we had in Haftarah, in the Reus that the British don't come, but the Navi comes and pulls Chais all the year. What's up with you people? You're in the middle of the process of the Churban. How come nobody's saying we're in the floors of Mitzrayim? The floors of Mitzrayim? Why did you get these goyim off my back? Give me panasa, floys on the side. We're a bunch of Rishayim, we're going downhill, and that's why there's no floys. We want them. Who's Major Ben Ryan and Kay? What new floys do you want exactly? Nobody here. Why isn't anybody screaming? I mean, you should be pounding on the table and say, we're in the floys. What? There's no roof at the floods. There's no other horror. Things weren't so hunky-dory. Take out the history books and find out that things weren't so hunky-dory at all. These were pretty bad, as a matter of fact. You think that now this generation looks bad. Right? Take out your Josephus or Sailor Rim or any of the reliable history books. That's one of the probably better things to do in Tisha B'Av. Good use of the day. This is what's it called? Yeah, what's it called?
No?
Toros Amoyla. Very good. It's mutter, and it's powerful, useful, makes the day have some value for us. Can get kind of. The door was in the situation wasn't so great. And he was pulling on the air. He says, "What's going on with you? Why isn't there anybody saying we're in the floods?" So I left there. Pulling us this week. God isn't there. Okay, I don't know what I like. Let me be bad. You know? Let me squallow in my loneliness. What's up, Yunia? What do you want, Yunia? Rip up the floors. Anybody there? Nobody home? Wait, nobody home? In the floors, what in the floors? You know who we are? The only talking place is, yeah, I've been telling you for weeks right now. I've been telling you who you are for weeks. Staying in my mother, anything, throw everything at them. He said how nice titles he gave by himself. And in the middle of all that, and comes a tiny, so we're up in the floods. And there's nobody here that's saying, I guess I'm there. Hey! What? Because there's always two aspects. I might not be able to say that, but the position didn't change. His chesed didn't get smaller. There's no meisim ha'odom that can limit the Bereshim's capabilities of chesed. The question is only how we start off the cycle. Christ says, "Shirei v'Hashem v'Nachum Nashuva." Shalei Shineinu Kikeret. Once we say Hashiveinu, with the promise of Nashuva, then wherever we are, right, we can say, "Where's the place?" Shalei Shineinu Kikeret. How about some place? Let's see. Please, I'm something serious. Oh, really? You know, something like for real, you know, the real stuff. Tell a little priest the answer for something like that. Maybe it'll be a Kriya's Harsason instead, but the basic idea of you, a pretty good job. Get the point across. Yeah, it's powerful stuff. All the illusion, Christ can do that. I sit in the middle of the Times Square. Say, isn't Ben Shalom, you want me to the Shuvah here at Times Square? I'm too small, too broken to forget it. Not happen to you. Okay. Alright, so I have to choose. Well, I'll do some for a second. You do choose first, I'll do choose for a second. We make a deal. Has to start while I'm starting. I'm asking. To feel this powerful thing. Christ gets up and says, once we've said that, we go all the way. Who's speaking over me? It's a Kinyakif. I'm back to Kirsi Amsuk. It's Moshe Naren speaking. You don't look like Moshe Naren. So you're not looking close enough. Okay. Well, look close enough. Same thing. Same kind of stuff it's always been. Kadeshim in the Kirsi. Kadeshim says, Shuvah Elai. Shuvah. Hashiveinu. It's a good start. Not bad. Shuvah Elai. I'm here. I'll pour in your ears, I'll send you yelling, whatever you want. I'll send you scuds, I'll send you whatever you need to get you moving. This machlok has been going on for about 2,000 years. Maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. Well, from the Chorban Abayis for 2,000 years. That's the only subject that requires a conclusion. Is it going to be a Shuvah, Hashem, Elechu, and Hashuvah? Hashuvah, Elechu, and Hashuvah, Elechu. this way or that way. But as soon as you start the process going, you end up in Menuke Kedem. I ain't a Floy Secher. I should see if I ever say nothing. It was Gideon. His door wasn't so great either. He banged up the table. These Moabim, I think it was, out there. They had some very weird ideas. They wanted to call it bizarre, stuff like that. But I ain't a Floy Secher. I should see if I ever say nothing. I should break. The Kirk of Chazu, it's out there. That's a Kirk. That's a Kirk. Works. A person who bangs on the table has an akar, the chesed Hashem, after the yira, can overcome the yira, can overcome the midas hadin. But if he didn't start with the yira, the person sits back, takes a good deep puff on his tip of the elbow, this is very sure, how about some more good stuff? I'm enjoying life. And it's good this way, let's have some more. Ole Muna, he's Mespal, one of great. There's no year beforehand. It doesn't start with year. So then all of the Muna, it's not Machayim, Akiyuzeh, it's not Machayim, Akiyuzeh, Shinon. It's not Machayim, Akiyuzeh. Of holding back a person's own will. If the relationship is not Melech, then I am. And if I'm Melech, he isn't. And if Mr. Bush thinks he's Melech, the Bachla wasn't, he wasn't up for the election. There's me, the relationship of the Yetzirah, that's Mr. Bush. That's it. But a person who doesn't have here, person who doesn't have Yerosu Kodim Chachmosoi, any Chachmos miskayas. The Chachma won't bring him to Kiyah. Why? Because the Chachma will disintegrate into a process of a big black blob. Meaningless, worthless, unstructured, unmuchuyav form of life. I am American. And you'll get the picture. I'm sorry. That's what it looks like. I'm a believer. Believe in God. Sure, trust in God. There's no problem with that. It's not false. It could be true. You don't trust in God. It's really wrong. I really believe in God. I understand the Yeshdin, Yeshdain, Yeshgehanim, and the Rasul Poshuk. Echach Lachmus Games. It doesn't start with the Yisoid of the Hakara of the year. Then it's a Munar Atalud. It's a Munar, a philosophical Munar, a religious Munar, a worthless Munar, an empty Munar, a Munar that won't have any king. Not Machal. It's a heart attack, I'm going to go through it hard. And then go through it hard, heart attack too. Puts the whole thing on his heart, overdose. There's no year, Kedim the Chokhmah, sorry. Then the Chokhmah itself will bring a person to say, and he can bring Rayas and Gemaras and Ashira and everything to tell them. Bottom line is that I can do what I want, get away with it. Bottom line, I'm in the middle. So his Chochmah itself is in the sky. Kol Sheyir also Kodemus the Chochmah, then his Chochmah is Miskayim under any circumstance. A person who starts with a core of the afsius of his etzem existence, and only afterwards built up the chokhmah of the akara of the greatness of the Bereshim Chesed, Olim Chesed Yibone, the Chesed of Olim Gavul, and Olim Kotten, and that he puts up with my mice, and he puts up with my catness. All for tachas. But it's all based on the sweet of the year. The year is the core where everything else is being built around. Then all of this chokhmah is mekayim in the person. The chokhmah itself is mekayim. It has meaning, it has erech, it has value, and it's mechayev b'pur. There are many more ma'aminim in the world than there are Yerei Shemayim. Emunah, on the simplest level, is really something that's hard not to have. On the lower levels of Emunah, basic Emunah, first of all, if you don't have it, you can't exist. You can't exist, and the world is too nuts. There's no way of dealing with that Emunah. Never. The person doesn't have Emunah, it's like, forget it. Straight to a psychologist and pay $200,000. They don't have a thing in me, then it's a result. But the world is meaningless and baseless, and it's going from nowhere to nowhere. I did nothing for no reason, a lot of suffering in the process. Forget it, it's just not worth it. Only logical conclusions and better believe. Without a moon, a person can't watch. Beyond that, there's brain in this couch of a cow. A person with the existence of nature, history, of his own life. Torah, any source of the moon available to a person. The basic moon is almost behechreach. The person has the chinuch. We have it in our blood, there are certain halakhim clients that specialize in this. One of the kushis. Some more. But the whole life in the Muna, without the core of you, so you tell me, therefore, the Muna, so it's a Muna Sheker, he doesn't really believe. Is that true? That's what makes it worse. If it would just be a way to test if the Muna is real or not, that was just. Say that everybody's fake, and that's it. It's not true. They do believe in God we trust. I still do it. How? I 1 and 1 doesn't equal 3. Welcome to Olam Hazeh. Olam Hasheker. Olam Hashikcha. We spoke about the other weeks. In this world, you can have all the rulers you want, and still do whatever you want. The only and main Nekuda that's going to resolve the Yisoid of Yetzer, which we called and explained in the Yisoid of Shikha. The one thing that connects us up to the starting point that keeps all of the Chokhtah and all of the Mahalchim that come afterwards to Dvar Divrei Kiyu, Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Erech, Divrei Chayim, Divrei Emes, is only it's based on a Kuda year. Year is reconnecting, reestablishing the starting point. Such Chokhma will self-destruct, will self-define out any source of constructive activity. Because you were also going to be a Chokhmah, Chokhmah in this case. All Chokhmah is based on a core connection to the existence of you, is Miskai.
You is Chet, instead of your Shemai.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a Chokhmah. Yeah, I think that there's enough to the things that have been said here, that Havai in this book we would have a year Kayyum HaChokhmah, we have a Kli Kibo.
Now, it comes out of the person, if you're off the cousin of the earth, if you can touch it, you go. Very limited, it's all. That's all, that's an excuse, that's how we're trying to learn, doing what we can. But there's, these days, are very often very, especially Tisha B'Av itself, very often very empty days. It's just nuts. Nuts. Can't be happy, and if you can't be happy, you can't function. The emissaries are, we have to know that the simple person needs to tell them to be there. Well, there's no 9 days then. You can sit with the greatest kishmak and sing all the chasen of whom you want in the middle. The Torah doesn't know anything about Chobonos, doesn't know anything about Tisha B'Av. And that's why you can't learn Torah in Tisha B'Av, because otherwise it'd be no Tisha B'Av. The only way we can have Tisha B'Av is we have to stop this Torah business. That's what I won't do now. And that's the biggest horror. And then you get down on the floor and cry, and then it's forget it. And then it's really sad news. But until then, including Shabbos, which is going to be tested up, multiple Torah, the Shas, the person, is basic for Torah, forget it. This is, yeah. That's the Kerech of Torah. Oh, good. Don't mind the call it, Tisha B'Av itself. Long, long days. Finish the kiddies, oh, Hashem, got through them, all those words. Finish, alright, now what? What can you do now? Watch the clock. See, is it 2 o'clock yet? 2 o'clock is always 3 o'clock. So self at 6 o'clock and got that mincha. We got the days over. Had a lifetime in the program. After that, the boy's supposed to do this day. Can't do anything. Something takes us, something home with us, with something put in the pocket. Year is a very difficult and dangerous subject. An overdose of year can send a person off very strange directions. An underdose of year is a total mess. It's like fucking. So that's my year. So we don't have, we shouldn't go down the more difficult path of year of dealing with Midas HaDin in stronger forms. That's something that has to be careful with. Even a much lower level like Yom HaMisa, which is B'chol Oifen Seder Olam. A person, Yom HaMisa, lived up his 80 years, lived up his 90 years, and he died. It's not a Shoah. But even such an idea is too powerful to be overused. That's very high penicillin. You have to be careful that you use it only when it's beneficial, when you're properly prepared to be able to deal with that properly. You have to be careful how you use it. This type of the year that relates to Midas HaDin, but there are days that the schools are here. Is it even a year? Is it even a year in the most precious to Midas HaDin form? Through the kinnis, after reading history book, learning Yemiya, different things that are mutter. We have a process that can be effective and an opportunity to involve ourselves productively in a subject that on other days it's not the time for. We have to be careful. You need Sfiyot to get into that subject. You have to come with prerequisites and terms. That's a question. It's not the kind of thing that you go around so fast. It's that dangerous. You got to watch it. But this is like every day, the school is hayim. The relation gives us the hashparas, the kochas, that a person needs to be kind of Yom Kippur, what Yom Kippur is and Rosh Hashanah, what Hashem is.
So in Tisha B'Av there's the kreches to become all kreches. To come face to face to be the capable of with the awesome reality of the Midas Adin. And that is the koyach to stand the person in front of the Ben Yishlo, even with Meir Melech, to be mekalef all of the klipas, all of the daily blood that separates our subject and understanding, that every time we get up to Shmuel Esau, we're mamish, even with Meir Melech. And we are even with Meir Melech, the Madrigas are even with Meir Melech. But a person's only with Meir Melech with that Hakorah of year, with a Korah, he's the boss. And I'm not. We could that. The Chavis Lovel is, in the beginning of Shavuot is again, was a gift fair of its fear, many ways. It's so precious, one one is two. But these Jews only want us too. They're very simple. He says, who's the Melech? You or the Ben? So how about 70% him, 30% me? 30% me, 70%? Yeah. Some kind of shifts we can work it out. Him on Shabbos and for the rest of the week. And show him, I'll show me. So he says, forget it. There's some things that don't have any choice to them. Either he's the Melech or you are. Take the choice. Those are the choices. And if you want to call the Rebbe Shalom Adonai, which is what we do every time we say Shem Hashem, for example, that means that you're Eved. One plus one equal two. These very simple, very, very real people. They didn't have problems with one on three. And if he's the boss, you're not the boss. You're never. You're never Yitzhak. And your only school scheme is that you have a capability and a role to play as a Mikhail and Kamishima. So then you strip of yourself. You don't even use, that's not enough. Alright, so I feel something. So then take it down. Let's see, what does that mean? So strip of yourself, he says. All of the Taksisa Meluchah. Example, Gaiva. What do you mean Gaiva? Gaiva, if I'm going to have Gaiva, Gaiva and Gaiva doesn't go together. Malchus and Gaiva have a relationship. The proper relationship. Hashem, Meluch, Goy, Slavish. Malchus. Right? Rabbi said, Hinase, Begoy, Yisiyosech. It's Sius Malchus. Okay. There's no going in it. But Avdus, forget it. It doesn't steal in definition. Okay. So, take Shem Moloch, Gay of Slovish, says, the Mam Shloshayim is a Chazal. The person who's in the score is Leivish Levush of Shalmochan. Try putting on Levush of the... What's the guy's name? Russian Tsar, or whatever. Let's see how far you get. Come in, that's Mary Marcus, how the hell they are. Come in there, had this nice idea. Suits, the bush. Pretty crazy, or some kind of cover tactic. He's stupid. Come on, stupid. He was coming all the way, he wanted the Kessel also, but Shesh found it. That. But what's the Pshat? The person that puts on that is a Gornish skeleton, right? If that can happen, Mordechai took over the country, you know? He took over the world, right? Mishnah Melech, which means that he ran the world. But the person that puts on Rush, Malchus, means he's putting on the Banishlam's, something at Shaykh, the Midas, it's cut to fit the Banishlam's Midas. It's fit the situation called Melech. But Eved, the Moshe of Chazal give for Torah, it's similar to the Moshe here, the call Tori Avas Hashem Kol Got Kalev. What's the Tori even? So there are many aspects of Tori. One of the strong aspects of Tori is the tremendous insymmetrical Yofi. One of the Yisoidus of Yofi is harmony. Where it fits. The right thing, the right place, the right relationship. This fits to be the neighbor, the relationship, this to that, in music, and whatever it is, right? What's grinds on the nerves? Do, re, mi, fa, boo! There's nothing. What is that? It's not even a note. How'd you make that? There's a noise. Okay? It's Toiva. The opposite of Yefi in the Toiva. Galei. Odom. Nifra. Ob. Evi. Galei. Toiva. It's You can't. It's unacceptable. I won't do that. Cut out. Tell us a film called Rally. Tell us the one that are beyond that. That's something that's difficult for us to deal with. But the Yomi Rally is Yomi. The version through the newspapers, the radio, whichever way we get the information about what's going on in the world. Tell us to find out that he's still pulling on our ears and saying, you liked last year's show? That was only act one. Act two coming up. And I'm promising it's going to be a reporting performance. They look a little different this time. What do you say, guys? He said, it can't hit you? Remember last year? It could hit you, right? Doesn't have those scary things going on. He had them. Well, they destroyed them all. Now they know that they're for sure they destroyed them. Can't do it. You can do it. Can't get him. He got here. Can't happen. Yeah. Those things don't work. God, they don't work.
That's my
yeah. 44 people got hit in a car since one day. So what do you do? Put more mishter around the streets. That's really addressing the problem. I mean, that's not what they should do. I'm not saying they shouldn't do that, but for us, it says a person shouldn't travel if you don't have to during the 9 days. It's dangerous. These are stay home days. Why? If a person is going with a mitzvah, then Torah doesn't know anything about 9 days. We said that, right? But stam, to you, or something like that, something that business that could be put off. 9 days, and that's stay home days. Ayesh. Mitzvah didn't tell it right. Drachim always beches l'svakana. But this is his time, the year. The shlita, time, the situation is such that still, things can happen. It's like 40 people got going one day. It was a little boom. A small boom. Besides the korbanos, people that got killed and hurt in the process. Do you know how people got a real taste of year? I'm a little jealous. It was like they've been the ones that are far enough away that didn't get hurt, but they heard this thing. And I was even thinking whether there's a habit to go somehow, because I'm sure they have some type of recordings of it, to see what this thing was like. The Rosh is giving year lessons. We can tune in. Yeah, free. No charge. Things change, as far as I know.
The old machoik is still in balance, as you may know.
It's worth learning.
Yeah, who was the Senate? I think it was you, I remember.
The whole last war. It's just a little conditioning in the year.
Nice, nothing happened, in fact. Yeah. It was a very, very successful and in-depth shiur on the subject of year, which still exists in all the Pueblos in Israel, just under the surface. Just under the surface, not that far away. And we can connect up here. But we should have rough mothers, so we shouldn't have to go through difficult times. But you don't know. I said it in the middle last year, you don't know it's going to be next week. Yes, it's a shame. Got through a lot of things, got through that, got through this. And what's with that? But the opportunities, when they're given to us, to chaperai, some connection, to really hear, a little nekudala of year can give chiyus to a lot of chokhmah. And it's not so easy to come by. When the opportunity presents itself, it's usually unasked for. But when it presents itself, you have to make the effort to break off a little piece. Tisha B'Av's day is a good day. That's big. That's the big day for many for them. Destroyed Klai Yisrael, destroyed the base of Migdash Rishon, destroyed the base of Migdash Sheni. The end of the Bar Midbar. On a yearly basis, they all roll into their graves. Shah Shtayim, Kol Klai Yisrael, Lech Levay Yisrael, Kol Klai Yisrael. It was a yearly occurrence. Yes. And because the demand of Levi's had the last. Everybody went out, let's see. Rabbi Zaidi, Rabbi Abba, lied down, said his own husband. And then throughout history, Kiyadua called so it started to show. That's been a spell to go through these days. Rabbi, as it says in the Sforum, when Tesor comes out on Shabbos, it says that Yaakov and Esav divided up the year. He said, okay, you take 3 months. I'll take 3 months. You know the way you can do it. So first we'll take 3 months, listen here and see them. And then you take 3 months. Time of the devil. Yeah? Of the Elzars anyway. When you get to your pinnacle, you know, you really work hard, you get up to 9, and you really get to the pinnacle of everything, so then we have this Koyla of Moya trick. Let me turn around and take away the rest of the month. So you're left with 9 days. Kakai's on this. When you get to the, really think you're big, then we blow you up, right? And then take over the whole show. Kakai's on a rush kick. He's really got a bad deal. Bad deal. Now, 3 months, 3 months, and he's left with 39 days. 38 days. I don't know, Molly. Thomas is always awesome. 38 days. That's it. I have 90, left with 38. What happened? You got your full 90 in the hand. You were on the wrong side of the bad side, you know, but Tisha B'Av itself is a big day. It's a big day. On a day like this, on a year like this with Shabbos, we have already the second year in a row, means that we've taken away his big day also. Shabbos
Torah Shabbos, these are the people that don't know nothing about this. Asif business and Yitzhahar and all these things. We eat possibly Yain and Tishabu this year. Possibly Yain. Who's best all in mind? Possibly Yain. Yeah, Nidche is already a sound of Zachary. We have reason to believe the relation the Chazdov and the Rubin will be matzless from whatever the young guy has in mind. Either the big guy or the little guy, whichever. But the capability of learning the lessons of Yeradiv, the day is a day, these yomim, a person can be Isaac in the Sugya, and be kind of a brekel, kind of a mash. And it's only a brekel. Oh my God, a little brekel of year, you have enough to build a lot of chokh. You can give kiyum to a lot of chokh. A lot of chokh. Goes a long way. But it doesn't finish the job, and it doesn't... After you have the year, the chokh will teach you all of these sayyidahs of Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you're training for yourself. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu. We're still with our old time.